Welcome. I'm Marilyn Palomara, and today is Monday, 14th of January, 2019. Working with energy from the Crystal Temple. This meditation comes from teachings from the Sacred Triangle, Volume 1, Chapter 20, by D.K. Miller. Let us now be in harmony with this upcoming energy of spiritual magic. Say this affirmation. I affirm that I am working for the light, both for myself and for the planet. We are working with Halioha. First, we will work with the crystal from the Crystal Temple, which is now implanted in the beautiful Lake Taupo in New Zealand. Halioha opens up a beautiful interdimensional corridor between the crystal and the starship Athena and each of your rooms. The corridor is providing a column of blue Arcturian light into each of our rooms. Let your chakras open. You are vessels and are able to hold great light. The crystal from the Crystal Temple represents a frequency from the Adonai energy that is the sacred energy of splendor. This sphere represents creation of sacred places and planetary cities of light. A powerful, united, and interactive network of planetary cities of light will be the foundation for the emergence of a fifth dimensional Earth and planetary ascension. The sacred energies are created first, and then the just society will follow. The planetary cities of light allow only higher thought and higher vibration, and help to create a unified consciousness. Darkness or lower energies cannot manifest in a planetary city of light, as they are unable to penetrate the protective shield of fifth-dimensional light surrounding the city. The planetary cities of light are raising the spiritual light quotient of every living being in the city. They are also receiving light and are connected to galactic star sister cities of light, making this an intergalactic network. Lake Taupo is also representative of prosperity and is a great attracting force for those who work with this crystal. It also reaffirms the spiritual powers and strengths of the native peoples on Earth and helps reawaken them to their mission. The vibrations from the crystal are already reverberating through your hearts and through your crown chakras. All of you have raised your octaves and vibrations significantly in the short time period that you have been here. Now, with your assistance, we are going to bring that crystal from Lake Taupo and place it over New Zealand. But I ask you to make several commitments to me before we complete this task. Number one, remember that an intense energy field, even beyond what you have experienced so far, is going to fill you. I want you to make a commitment that you will stay here and that you will return to your bodies when we are done with this exercise. Number two, note that we are going to direct certain powerful energies from this crystal-like energy field to areas of the planet that you, in particular, feel need planetary healing. It will be your choice. You know where this light is going to go. We are working with a very special energy called the Omega energy. The Omega energy in the Arcturian spiritual technology is that energy where the subconscious, unconscious, the conscious, and the soul light merge at one point. That point we call the Omega point. When you merge that energy and direct its light from the crystal, then powerful transformations will occur. Omega light. There must be a cleansing of the subconscious and unconscious energies. You, as part of the Adam species, have inherited a collective unconscious and a collective subconscious. It is filled with beauty and high energy, but it is also filled with violence and hatred and duality. You can see by looking at the planet that many people are activated by their unconscious and subconscious energies. These lower vibration patterns need cleansing and healing. When you connect with your subconscious, unconscious, conscious, and soul light, you can effect a profound change and shift in the unconscious energy field of the earth. Open to your soul light so that it will be accessible in completing the circle of the Omega power. Soul light. To prepare you for this journey, we are beginning to spin your room. As the room is spinning, you do not feel any dizziness at all. The room is going around like a merry-go-round. You are experiencing energy. As the spinning increases, you feel your etheric body lift up out of your body. We are all joined in the Arcturian corridor. Connect as a large group in this etheric realm. We have all risen now. Journey with me to Lake Taupo. We enter the area and see and feel the beauty of these interdimensional corridors in the area where this huge crystal is. The crystal begins to rise out of the water. The crystal is 2 kilometers in diameter. We approach it. There are huge rays of light. It is intergalactic light from the central sun. It is a burning, etheric, cleansing, healing, transformational light. With our intention in our third eyes, we are sitting in a huge circle around the crystal. We grasp it as a group and carry it out of Lake Taupo and place it over approximately 2 kilometres of New Zealand in the interdimensional corridor. There is a huge light which is white and powerful. I want you to experience the power of this crystal. We call this the Soha light, the brilliant light that goes forth infinitely through the universe. Absorb the light. Soha light. Now you are connected with your subconscious, unconscious, your conscious, and your soul light. Cleanse your own subconscious and unconscious filling it with the Zohar light. Your room is vibrating at a very high frequency of light. Now each of you has a particular place on the earth that you know needs this planetary crystal light. I call on you to absorb the light from the crystal and send it through thought and intention to the area that you wish. Let it go into the subconscious and unconscious energy field that is in that area. Please do that now. Send another deeper vibration on a new wave. With Haleoha, let us now raise this crystal upward and outward to the ring of ascension light that is around the planet Earth. We are going to place the crystal in the ring of ascension, which is like the ring around Saturn or around Jupiter, the master planet. Travel upward. Perhaps you can visualize that we are at the equator. Then we go forward 20 kilometers from the Earth to the Ring of Ascension, and we place this powerful crystal in the Ring of Ascension. On the crystal, let us begin the ride around the whole world. Whoosh! Light is flowing everywhere around the earth. We've absorbed this energy field into the ring of ascension and into the halo of the earth. Now we will bring the crystal as a group back 2 kilometers above New Zealand. Huge beams of Zohar light and energy from the crystal are entering your earth body for personal healing. Adonai light. We will stay in silence as you are bilocated above New Zealand, around the crystal, and see the earth being flooded with the light. Haleoha places a crystal jewel in each of your third eyes for you to use as you see fit. There are no expectations. Now, you've all promised me that you would return. With assistance from Haleoha, we return this beautiful crystal back into Lake Taupo area, placing it back into the interdimensional corridor there. Now we travel back over our rooms and we gently and comfortably circle back into our rooms. Realign yourself back into your body very gently, remembering that the crystal is in your third eye now. Each of you has a unique activation. Many of you are already highly activated in your third eye. This is going to be a boost. You are great star workers and great activators. Thank you for your amazing work for our planet.